Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, which celebrates 60 years in existence in 2023. Today we go back in history to the April 28, 1841 edition of the newspaper called The Barbadian for this short story. Apparently, at some undisclosed date prior to the reporting of the matter in the paper, a cow was stolen from Mangrove Plantation in St. Peter. However, the manager of the estate did not make a report at the time. It was on April 10th that the said manager, referred to in the piece simply as Mr. Austin, received a notification from a police sub-inspector named Marshall that a cow that was slaughtered on that date by one Thomas Hines, a white man, was likely to be the one stolen from the plantation, and the skin of the animal was at the local police station. The plantation's cattle keepers subsequently examined the skin and identified it as belonging to the missing animal. Upon the report of Mr. Austin, Police Magistrate J. Carew issued a writ for the arrest of Mr. Hines, and it was executed in Spitestown on April 27th. In commenting on the incident, Magistrate Carew praised the police for their response to the report. He expressed the view that had the report been made earlier, Hines would have been apprehended before he disposed of the beef. The magistrate went on to suggest that it was important that plantation proprietors and those otherwise in authority should make a report when such crimes took place as soon as possible to protect their interests. The paper did not disclose the reasons for Hines stealing and slaughtering the cow, but the issue of the theft of animals was of some concern to the authorities in the 1840s.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.